Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Paul Nichols, your host. You're listening to It's Your Money, the financial podcast that pulls back the curtain on the financial industry and exposes the truth about money and investing. Today, I wanted to share a couple thoughts with you. I was listening to the debates recently, and I try to stay away from certain subjects on this podcast, namely politics and religion, but and I'm not going to talk about either today, but I did want to talk about something that I learned many years ago from one of my first mentors who was a successful business person, him and his wife, both successful business people, and that coupled with the book I'd read called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I've probably read that book outside of the Bible more than any other book that I've read. It's a wonderful book, and I get more enlightenment every time I read it, but it's more a success-oriented book. But one of the things that I've noticed about this, the climate right now in the country, and it bleeds down into financial planning as it does any area or endeavor in our life, and that is questions. A lot of times, I learned early, was fortunate enough and blessed enough to learn early in life that if you want powerful answers, you got to ask powerful questions. You want wimpy answers, non-creative, same old, status quo type answers, ask the same old type of questions. And, you know, from powerful questions come powerful answers. And I think of empowering questions. And oftentimes I'll talk to people, when we get into retirement planning, we do some very creative things. They're a little out of the ordinary, common, but not commonly known. Sometimes people say things like, well, I've never heard of that. Well, I think to myself, sir, in your infinite wisdom, what else have you not heard of? I mean, that's, kind of a narrow-minded statement to make. You know, I used to say some people are so narrow-minded they look through a keyhole with both eyeballs, The only time your mind functions is when it's open. And a lot of times people will reject things right away, and I can't. One of the things I hear, I've got a 4 or 5-year-old and a 15-year-old, and I will not, abide. I can't. I don't want to hear that. I can't. I realize there are certain things that cannot be done. It's just impossible. But the attitude is I can, because, if you're asking how can I rather than why I can't, I think more positive things will happen. I'm half a century old almost at this point in my life, and I will tell you that I have continued to be blessed and enriched by asking powerful questions and getting good, powerful, creative, outside-of-the-box type answers. In fact, amongst friends and family, I am well known as kind of the problem solver. People like to bounce things off of me as a soundboard because I think a little differently. Why can't we? Just about every success book you read, I just finished a wonderful book called Unbroken about Louis Zapparini, the gentleman who was a runner who dealt with some awful things in the war. I won't get into it in case you're reading it, but a wonderful book, and it really, Unbroken's the name of it, and it talks about, really, to me, Unbroken, it really never said this in the book, but I think the author was referring to just his unbreakable spirit. There's certain things like a 4-minute mile. Back in the 30s, 20s and 30s, a runner running a 4-minute mile was unheard of. They say they couldn't breathe. The lung didn't have the capacity, yada, yada, yada. What's interesting is for many decades, a 4-minute mile was never broken until Roger Bannister did it. And the way that he did it, I read a story about Roger Bannister, was he basically broke it down into quarter miles. Instead of a mile, he broke it down into quarter miles. So basically, once he broke the 4-minute mile barrier, there was a whole slew of individuals that broke it. So don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about some Pollyanna panacea, think optimistic and forget about the realities of the world that we live in. I'm talking about asking empowering questions and getting empowering answers rather than you can't. Why not? Why can't I? Thinking about things a little bit differently rather than asking yourself, why can't we? How can we? I mean, you're going to still end up at the processing the information. So one of the things that I've noticed is some of the absolute stupid and idiotic questions that we hear from media sources, the mainstream media predominantly. And this includes all of them, left, right, middle, upside down, purple, green, black, and white. But I understand they're trying to fill airtime and they're provocateurs. Okay, that's the whole the titillating aspect, the investment pornography side, if you will, of the storytelling of investing and any story for that matter. And what makes me crazy is just some of the stupid questions. You see probably more of them in sports than anything else, to be quite candid with you, because, you know, it's just kind of, you know, wasn't it obvious what I was doing there? But I just wanted to share with you, some of you that may not be in the habit of asking yourself questions on the more positive side, more empowering questions, how can I type questions, how do we get it done, how do we accomplish it, you know, how do we come to an end that's positive, fruitful, and abundant for all the parties involved. And, you know, for those of you that may be on the negative Nelly side, I can relate to that. Hey, I come from that type of background. You know, I always thought I was a victim of life. That's what I was told. I was a victim of life rather than a result of the choices that I've made up to this point in my life. You know, personal responsibility, I think, is a direct reflection of the attitude that we have about society, ourselves, and the people around us. And I'm optimistic more than pessimistic, and I think people are more pessimistic because they're not asking the right questions. That's my rant. You know, it's that's my opinion. You're welcome to it. My intent when I do these rants is to just kind of share some things that I figured out in my life. And I wouldn't say that I'm qualified from a counseling viewpoint to be a Dr. Phil or someone like that, but I do have a lot of common sense, and I've counseled and worked with literally thousands of people and thousands of situations, and a lot of times common sense prevails. Just use a little bit of logic, ask the right questions, practice the 11th commandment, thou shall not fake thyself out. Thou shall not fake thyself out, and if you do, shame on you. Anyway, I hope this helps. That's my rant for this week. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach, pulling back the curtain and exposing the truth about money and investing. In this case, it's more of an attitude adjustment. I hope you're optimistic about the future. I think the best things are yet to come in all areas of our lives. It's a beautiful thing. Paul Nichols signing off. Have a great day. Look forward to chatting with you soon. Talk to you.